sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The recent launch of a rocket into space intrigues me. How do they find that space station out in the middle of nowhere? For me, being cooped up in my house is bad enough, but being cooped up in a small space station for any length of time would be really hard for me to handle. Those astronauts are very special people. The work they do, inside and outside, is very technical, and I'm sure it keeps them very busy. I'm sorry that there are no baseball games or other sporting events going on. They have talked about lowering the outrageous salaries that these players make. The teams will not take in any money from ticket holders, so how can they pay these wages? Some of the players make millions of dollars, and some, such as relief pitchers, will only work very little. I like watching games, both football and baseball, but I guess we'll just have to wait until this pandemic is over. I see where the county is going to mail-in voting. On one side, it will make voting easier for many folks who work and have trouble getting to the polls. On the other hand, it seems like it might open up fraudulent voting. There are so many people out there that are into cheating, I think there will have to be some very accurate ways of making sure the votes coming in are actually real. This seems like it will be very expensive labor-wise to make sure everything is correct. I feel that the current uproar over the death of the man in Minneapolis is being carried a bit too far. It was a terrible thing, and the officers involved have been arrested, and the perpetrator has been charged with murder. It is hard for me to believe that everybody stood around and watched this happen. The percentage of peace officers who are violent is very small. I realize that situations can occur where an officer has to get rough on an individual they are trying to arrest. I watched as an officer pulled over a driver he had chased from downtown up to the area where I live. All the man had to do was follow the officer's instructions to get into the car, but he got rowdy and the officer had to force him into the car. Another incident I watched a few years ago involved a man running into a fence. The property belonged to my boss, and he told the man who had been to a wedding reception and had been drinking to come back and fix the fence, and he would let it go. A highway patrolman came by and stopped to see what was going on, and he told the man to get someone to come get him, and it would be okay. Another patrol car stopped by, and the man got belligerent, and it took four officers to get him into the car. These are just two mild cases where officers had to deal with disruptive subjects. It can be very much worse in many situations, and officers have to work very hard to keep their cool. I have faith in our local officers, and I'm sure that nothing like that will happen here. This is Dick Johnson for the Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.